He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. Just be simple in giving. People need things. Everybody gets thirsty. Everybody gets hungry. Everybody gets lonely. Everybody needs a little support. Everybody needs to be treated like they have some dignity. So I'll tell you the story. Person I baptized in prison, and he's in Houston, and he works basically fixing large appliances of restaurants like fryers and refrigerators and freezers and that sort of stuff. The company he works for has this huge contract with Kentucky Fried Chicken, I believe. He had to fix something in one of the stores. And he'd been there many times, but when he was going out, I guess, to throw something out or do something, he saw a guy that was camped there. And he saw his umbrella was a University of Houston umbrella, right? And he'd been to University of Houston, this Joseph had. So he strikes up a conversation with the guy. He says, man, how long have you been here? He says, oh, I've been here for a couple of years. He says, I've been coming here, you know, off and on for several years. I mean, I never saw you. And they strike up a conversation. This guy lives on the street, lives in a tent, and he likes his beer, like most people who live in tents like. And Joseph is just talking to him, and he says, I want to give you some money. Here's some money. And he was excited when he recounted to me this. Because he remembers when he'd been in a bad way and he'd been in prison for quite some time, I think unfairly, given the nature of his crime. But what it is what it is. He was in prison for almost 20 years. And rather than coming out of prison angry and bitter, right, he came out of prison wanting to help others and realizing that he'd been in a bad way sometimes. So this guy, he couldn't wait. I have another friend of mine says when something's really, he wants to have something that's cheaper, says, I couldn't wait to pay for it. So he couldn't wait to give him some money. And he said, every time I come back here, I'm going to give you something. And then he said, hey, what kind of beer do you like? He said, Busch. So he went to the corner store, got a six-pack of Busch. Now, you may or may not agree, but the man was going to have his Busch anyway that day, let me tell you, okay? So, you know, he got some Busch and he got something else for himself. And they sat and drank beer and he sent me a picture of it. Later on, he talked to me on the phone. This is giving with simplicity, okay? And this guy lives, and like I said, in a tent, and they leave him be. And he actually goes and tends to pick up the garbage and do everything for the various restaurants that are right around there. There's a Japanese restaurant and a Chinese restaurant and et cetera. And so he's kind of known by those people. And they kind of say, hey, you know, his name is Carlos. Hey, Carlos, how you doing? And so they just kind of take care of them a little bit, okay? That's giving with simplicity, see? It's real easy to do. It's real easy to do. It doesn't have to be a guy who's, you know, living in a tent behind a Kentucky Fried Chicken. It can be anybody. Just give with simplicity. And simplicity is that I have needs, they have needs. And if I have something I can give them, I'll give it to them. Now, it's not always money. Sometimes it's Busch beer. Sometimes it's, I don't know, maybe if the umbrella got broken, Joseph would go buy him another umbrella or a pair of socks or shoes or something, or just kindness, just talking with him. See, he didn't just give him money. He sat there and he drank beer with him. Well, that's an act of friendship, isn't it? I mean, that's giving with simplicity. And I think that's a beautiful image of what we should be doing. So we give with simplicity because we're simple. Maybe we think we're all complex or we make ourselves complex, but really everybody needs the same stuff. They just need kindness. They just need a leg up. They just need to be treated with dignity. They need to eat. They need to drink. They might be cold. They might be hot. People need the same stuff. And so every time he goes back there, he's going to go look this guy up. I think that's fantastic. And that's the way we should live as well.